You've probably never thought about it. You walk off the jet bridge, grab your bag, maybe complain about the middle seat. But behind you, before the next load of passengers even lines up, a clock is already ticking. I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on something that happens thousands of times a day at airports around the world, and almost nobody sees it. The transit check. That 1 to 2 hour window between flights where maintenance technicians swarm an aircraft and do things that would surprise you with how thorough they are and how fast they have to work. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com.
So here's what you need to know. When an airliner parks at the gate and passengers deplane, most people assume the airplane just sits there waiting. Maybe somebody vacuums the cabin, maybe they top off the coffee. But while the cabin crew is swapping out trash bags and resetting tray tables, a completely different team is working underneath and around that airplane, and their job is the reason you can trust that machine with your life. The check we're talking about today goes by different names depending on the operator. Some call it a transit check, some call it a turnaround check, others call it a between-flight inspection. Whatever the label, the concept is the same. You have roughly 60 to 120 minutes on the ground, and in that window, licensed aircraft maintenance technicians perform a structured inspection of the entire airplane. Let's walk through what actually happens. The moment the engines spool down and the parking brake is set, maintenance gets the aircraft logbook. And the first thing they look at is what the flight crew wrote up. Every airline requires pilots to document any discrepancy they noticed during the flight. Maybe the number 2 hydraulic system pressure was fluctuating. Maybe there's a vibration in the left engine at high power settings. Maybe a cabin pressurization warning illuminated briefly during descent. These are called pilot reports, or PIREPs in the maintenance world, and they drive the first priority of the check. But the write-ups are only part of it. Even if the crew reported zero discrepancies, the technicians still perform a walk-around inspection of the exterior. And this is not the same as your pre-flight walk-around on a Cessna 172. This is a detailed visual inspection of an airplane that might weigh 200,000 pounds and stretch 130 feet from nose to tail. They're checking the landing gear, every tire, every brake assembly, looking for wear indicators, flat spots, hydraulic leaks. They're inspecting the engine inlets for foreign object damage. A bird strike at altitude can leave evidence that's invisible from the cockpit, but obvious to a trained eye on the ground. They're looking at flight control surfaces, checking for damage, security, and proper movement. They're inspecting the fuselage skin for dents, cracks, or lightning strike marks. Yes, airliners get struck by lightning more often than you'd think, roughly once or twice a year per airplane on average, and there's a specific inspection protocol for it. Now here's where it gets interesting for those of us who fly general aviation. The philosophy behind these checks is something every pilot should understand, because it's the same philosophy that should govern how we maintain our own aircraft. It's called proactive fault detection. The goal is not to fix things that are broken. The goal is to find things that are starting to fail before they become a problem in flight. Think about that for a second. A technician finds a small hydraulic seep on a brake line. It's not a leak, it's a seep. The brakes work fine. But that seep tells them the fitting is loosening, or the line is beginning to fatigue. They address it now in 60 minutes at the gate, rather than waiting for it to become a brake failure on a landing rollout at some point in the future. This is the same mindset you should bring to your annual inspection or your 100-hour check, when your mechanic tells you they found something that's not technically broken yet, but needs attention. That's not them trying to pad the invoice. That's proactive fault detection, and it's the backbone of aviation safety. The transit check also includes systems checks that you can't see from the outside. Technicians plug into the airplane's onboard maintenance computer, and modern airliners are essentially flying data centers. A Boeing 787 Dreamliner generates roughly 0.5 terabyte of data per flight. The maintenance system logs fault codes, trend data, and system performance parameters that technicians can review in minutes. This is where the industry has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. In the old days, a mechanic relied almost entirely on visual inspection and experience. Today, that experience is augmented by real-time data. If an engine's exhaust gas temperature has been trending upward over the last 50 flights by a fraction of a degree per flight, the computer flags it. No human would catch that trend by looking at a gauge, but the algorithm sees it clearly, and that trending data allows the maintenance team to schedule a deeper inspection or an engine shop visit before anything fails. For GA pilots, this is worth paying attention to, because engine monitoring technology has trickled down to our world too.
If you're flying with a modern engine monitor, something like a JPI or an EI system, you have access to the same kind of trend data on a smaller scale. Your exhaust gas temperatures, cylinder head temps, oil temperature, oil pressure. If you're logging that data and reviewing it over time, you're doing a version of what the airlines do at every gate stop. If you're not, you're flying with less information than a regional jet that's been on the ground for 90 minutes. Now, let me talk about the time pressure, because this is the part that might make you uncomfortable. And I think it's important to address honestly, airlines operate on razor-thin margins, and on-time performance is a metric that everybody from the CEO to the gate agent is measured on. When a maintenance check takes longer than expected, flights delay, delays cascade, passengers get angry, the operation loses money, and that creates a natural tension between thoroughness and speed. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. The reality is that aviation maintenance culture has some of the strongest protections in any industry against exactly this kind of pressure. A licensed airframe and power plant mechanic, what the Federal Aviation Administration calls an A&P, has the legal authority to ground an airplane. Full stop, if a technician finds something that doesn't meet airworthiness standards, that airplane does not move. It doesn't matter if 300 passengers are waiting. It doesn't matter if the flight is already 2 hours late. The mechanic's signature on that logbook is a legal document, and no amount of schedule pressure changes the regulatory requirement. Does the pressure exist? Absolutely. Is it sometimes uncomfortable? Yes. But the system is designed with hard stops that prevent that pressure from compromising safety, and the data shows it works. The fatal accident rate for Part 121 air carriers, the big airlines, is extraordinarily low. We're talking about roughly one fatal accident per tens of millions of flights. And maintenance-related accidents have dropped dramatically over the decades, precisely because of these structured inspection programs. There's another layer to this that's worth understanding. These quick transit checks are just the bottom rung of a much larger maintenance ladder. Above the transit check, you have what's called a letter check system. An A check happens roughly every 400 to 600 flight hours. It's more detailed, takes several hours, and the airplane is usually pulled to a maintenance hangar. A B check, where it's still used, adds deeper systems inspections. A C check is a heavy inspection that can take 1 to 2 weeks and involves opening up panels, inspecting structural elements, and overhauling systems. And a D check, the heaviest of all, essentially disassembles the airplane down to bare metal and rebuilds it. A D check can take 40 to 60,000 labor hours and keep the airplane in the shop for 2 months. The transit check feeds into this larger system. If a technician finds something during a quick turnaround that doesn't require immediate correction but needs further investigation, it gets documented and deferred to the next appropriate check level. This is done through the airline's minimum equipment list, or MEL, which is approved by the FAA and specifies what systems can be inoperative for a limited time under specific conditions. For those of you who fly under Part 91, you have a similar concept in the form of your aircraft's equipment list and the regulations governing inoperative equipment. If your position light burns out, you don't have to cancel a daytime VFR flight, but you do need to placard it, document it, and get it fixed within a reasonable time frame. The airlines formalize this with specific time limits. A deferred item might have a one-flight ferry limit, a 3-day limit, or a 10-day limit, depending on its safety impact. I want to close the loop on something. This affects you even if you never set foot on an airliner. The maintenance culture and regulatory framework that governs these 2-hour checks is the same framework that governs your local repair station, your A&P mechanic, and the inspection standards your airplane is held to. When you bring your Bonanza or your Cherokee in for an annual, your mechanic is operating under the same fundamental principles. Find the problem before it finds you. Document everything and never sign off something you're not confident in. The next time you're sitting at the gate watching your departure time slip by 10 minutes and the gate agent announces a brief maintenance delay, here's what I want you to think about. Somewhere under that airplane, a technician just found something. Maybe it's minor, maybe it's nothing, but they're taking the time to make sure. And those 10 minutes you're losing? That's the system working exactly the way it's supposed to sources today from simple flying and the broader maintenance reporting world. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay informed. Fly safe.